Like many who buy or build a vacation home here, Rebecca Worley looked forward to owning a piece of paradise. So 15 years ago, she bought a modest home in Lewisetta in a picture-perfect development nestled between fields of corn and soy on one side and houses with wide-open views of the Potomac River on the other. Last fall, she decided to add on to the back of her house on her postage stamp-sized yard that abuts a wetland. Without the proper county permits, Worley, who held a state real estate sales license until it expired in February, built a roofed porch and a utility room. It encroached 3 feet into a 50-foot buffer known as a resource protection area between her home and the wetland. That put her in violation of the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act. A concerned neighbor called the county, and the county slapped a bright orange stop work sticker on the front window of her house. The county says she kept working, but she said she didn't. The Chesapeake Bay Preservation Act has been in place since 1989 and protects sensitive tidal areas in 84 localities in Virginia, like Northumberland, where Worley bought her house. The act requires a 100-foot buffer, but encroachments of up to 50 feet are allowed on pre-1989 lots like Worley's. Removal of trees and other vegetation is restricted, and special exemptions must be approved by the local government. Most violations occur when trees are cut down. Northumberland Zoning Administrator W.H. Shirley explains.
Because people want to remove more than they basically allowed to remove. Everybody would like to have just their entire shoreline open so that they can see as far as possible in any direction. And that's just not the way it's set up. It's not allowed.
There have been several hearings on Worley's case, some she has attended and some she's not, leaving the board to table the issue several times throughout this year. At one hearing, Worley, who has pleaded ignorance to the building codes and the Chesapeake Bay Act, said she has paid $1,700 in fines and apologized for missing other hearings, saying she did not know she had to attend.
The board has been very cognizant of the fact that situations change and people need to make adaptions to their home, they need to make changes or additions to their home, you know, they've got a sick relative or parent or someone's coming to live with them, and they have worked with them. And like I said, most of the time this is on smaller lots and on houses that were built prior to the Bay Act.
The state does not track violations and enforcement actions by the localities that come under the Act, but they do look at the number of exceptions being granted. Valent Lassiter, who is the Northern Neck liaison for the Department of Conservation and Recreation that oversees the Bay regulations, said Northumberland has granted only 10 exemptions during the past 3 years.
In general, what I've seen, a lot of local governments, when somebody comes in and wants to apply for an exception, if it's something that is not likely to be granted, the local government will advise the property owner as such and try to steer them away from requesting the exception.
The county administration's collective memory came up with only one other time there was a building violation of the Preservation Act. Back in the early 1990s, the county required a home to be moved after it encroached 5 feet into the RPA. County Administrator Kenneth Eade said the homeowner knowingly violated the act. Worley, who under the advisement of an attorney would not be interviewed for this report, did say it's been an education and that nothing she did was done with malice. At the May meeting, the supervisor who motioned for the civil penalty of $10,000 said if Ms. Worley had made the request properly, it probably would have been approved. The board has given Ms. Worley until tonight to make a decision. For WCVE News, this is Pamela D'Angelo.